Well, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you today to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. Every day, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm here with you tackling life's everyday issues, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective so that we can empower your daily life. We do all of this within 15 minutes so you can get to work. We tackle a new topic, and I assign a new task at the end of each broadcast every day. Today's topic is I'm looking for a miracle, part two. I am looking for a miracle, part two. And our word comes from the same scripture that we went over on yesterday, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and the ministry on my website at feeldfire.com. That is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. So let's get ready and eat some hot breakfast this morning. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians, and we're going to, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14, and we're going to the KJV. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, on yesterday, I began speaking with you about I'm looking for a miracle, part one. Were you looking for your miracle on yesterday? Were you confessing your miracle as I ask you to do? Were you calling those things that be not as though they were, and not just thinking about your miracles, but actually speaking them out into the atmosphere, as I ask you to do? I even talked with you about a song by the Clark sisters that said, I'm looking for a miracle, right? That they were expecting the impossible, seeing the invisible, that they were expecting or feeling the intangible, because the sky was the limit to what we could have. And then it said, I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. Well, in part two today, I want to focus with you on how to stand in faith for that miracle. Because what I have learned is that it's easy to believe for the miracle when you're on the Morning Motivation Broadcast with me. It's easy to believe that God will do the impossible when you're in church and the organ is playing. The pastor is fired up. Other people are shouting, waving their hands and praising the Lord. It's easy to believe for the miracle when you are in the midst of an on fire presence of the Lord. It is easy to believe that God will do it when you have just been in the presence of a powerful atmosphere of the Lord. But what I have found, even in my own walk, is that when we leave that powerful atmosphere, when we leave the morning motivation broadcast, we've heard break every chain. When we leave the church building, the organ is not playing any longer, and we have to step into our everyday lives. We have to encounter the hostility and the adversity of the enemy. We have to look those situations in the face wherein we are believing for a miracle and not even see a dent naturally within that circumstance. It becomes hard to believe the Lord. It becomes hard to still stand on God's word, especially when the situation looks worse than it looked before we believed. But I want to remind you of 1 Samuel 30 and 6, where the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord, because sometimes you have to be able to encourage your own spirit, to uplift your own soul, to remind yourself that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, it will come to pass, that his word will not return unto him void, it said in Isaiah, but it will accomplish what he pleases and prosper in what God sent it out to do. The word cannot lie, and the word is God. So when we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 14 that I just read to you, one of the reasons that you must be encouraged to stand on the word of God, to believe for your miracle and not doubt, is that the word told us in verse 9 that your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into your heart what God has prepared for you. So when you have the understanding and absolution that the word cannot lie, that its verdict is sure, it is non-appealable. When God speaks the word and he renders that verdict, he is actually the Supreme Court manifested, all nine slots of judges into one. He is the highest authority in the land. You cannot appeal beyond him. You cannot even go make a new law or a new rule to circumvent his final ruling, his final order. There is no way around what God has proclaimed in his word. So knowing that becomes the foundation of your ability to stand on the word, because you know it is irrevocable and irreversible. Hallelujah. If the word said that in everything you imagine, you still cannot come close to what God has already done in your life, what God is doing even right now, and what God is going to do, then every confession you make, every confession I make, must be in alignment with that undisputable, immutable truth. God has more in store for you than you could ever envision. So now you have to learn in part two today how to walk in it and stand in it. So let's take a minute and let's go over that. Number one, you must believe that the word is true. See, if you believe it's true, then you will have the fortitude to stand in it regardless of what you see. For example, if a woman is pregnant, then some days she may be in her early pregnancy, and so her womb and her stomach are not yet visibly pregnant to everyone else. And she may say, I'm pregnant, to one of her friends, and the friend says, oh, you don't look like you're pregnant. But I am pregnant, she says. But you don't look like it. I don't believe it. Or she may tell another friend, I'm pregnant. Girl, you're 4 months, and you're saying you're 4 months, and you still look the same way you looked before. Now, she can go get a pregnancy test if she wants and show it to them to confirm it. Or she can say, come with me to the doctor for my ultrasound appointment if she wants. But the truth is, whether they believe it or not, whether it's visible or not, because some women, you know, they just carry their babies in such a way for months that you can't even see the pregnancy. And so it really doesn't matter if people believe it or not. That does not change the fact that she is pregnant. So once she knows that truth and that has been affirmed, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. It can't change the truth of the matter. That's the way it is with step number one. You first, I first, just must accept that God's word is true. Number two, we must confess that word audibly. It's not enough to just walk around and believe it in your mind. Even the word told us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that when we believe that Jesus is Lord, we still confess it. We must confess it with our mouth. You may believe it in your heart. It said, but then you have to confess it with your mouth. Then you are saved. So it's not enough to just believe whatever you're expecting from the Lord in your heart. You must confess it out loud. The word also tells us, right, that the power of life and death rests in our tongue. And I did teaching on that last week. So you need to go back to the Feel the Fire website, the morning motivation page, and hear that. So number one, you have to believe the truth. Number two, you have to confess or speak whatever your truth is about this particular miracle. And number three, you have to prepare for the miracle. Going back to my example of the woman who is pregnant, what does she begin to do? She begins to go out and buy diapers. She begins to prepare a place in the home for the baby. Now, the baby has not visually been delivered, has not been born yet, but because she knows the truth is that she is pregnant, she's confessing that truth. Then number one, she's preparing for that truth. She doesn't wait until the baby comes to go buy some diapers. She doesn't wait until the baby comes to go get a car seat. As a matter of fact, we plan a whole baby shower for her in preparation. And then number four, you must walk in that confession or in that truth no matter what happens. Number one, I got to believe it. I got to believe the word is true, that God can do this miracle, that he wants to do it, that he will. Number two, I have to then confess my miracle and not take down. Number three, I must prepare for the miracle. If the miracle is marriage, prepare for the marriage. Go ahead and be getting everything together. Go ahead and be getting your wedding dresses prepared. You ought to be looking for your wedding dress. If you're the man, you ought to be preparing for your bride. All of these different things. You're getting the rings, the wedding venues, you know, everything that you do, the wedding venue. Everything that you do in preparation, you're getting yourself right. You're getting your bodies right. You're getting your finances right. We're doing everything right to prepare. If it is healing, then you're doing what you're supposed to do to prepare for the healing. If it's a job, you're doing what you're supposed to do for a job. If it's for salvation for your family and friends, you're doing your part by witnessing and being a light. If it's something for your children, whatever it is, stand on God's word that it is true. Confess that thing out loud. Prepare for it and then walk in it. Don't doubt and don't take down. Let's get ready and go into prayer this morning. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to praise the Lord. Just begin to magnify him for your miracle. Confess it out loud. I can't hear it. No one else can hear it. The lines are muted. Speak it out loud. Dear Lord, we magnify you this morning. You are a holy and sovereign God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. First of all, asking the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to cleanse us and wash us, make us whiter than snow. Father, today we come believing and looking and expecting for our miracle, just as we've read in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, Father, that everything that you have for us, we can't even conceptualize it, but we know that your word is true. So we confess, begin to confess those miracles as I'm praying. We confess out loud our miracles in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're preparing for them. Whatever is necessary to prepare, we're doing it right now. And Father, we won't take down. We're going to walk in these miracles. No matter what the circumstances look like, we're not going to be the people who leave out of prayer, who leave out of church, who leave out of the morning motivation broadcast, and be like the people who forget what they look like in the mirror because we all of a sudden become depressed or discouraged over what the circumstances look like. No, we're going to remember that the power of life and death rests in our tongue. We're going to speak it. We're going to call it forth. No matter what happens, we're going to keep saying our miracles in the atmosphere. We will not give the victory to Satan. We will not be double-minded. We will not be unstable. But whatever we confess, whatever we believe is true, we're going to stand on that. In Jesus' name, magnify the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Just continue to praise him. For those on this broadcast who are not saved, for those who need to rededicate, stay in the spirit of worship, everyone. I ask you just to repeat after me this morning. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask, Lord, that you would come into my life to be my Savior. I now confess, hallelujah, that I am saved. I now confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Come on and magnify the Lord. If you just got saved, I welcome you. I welcome you as my sister or brother in Christ. Make sure you get into the Word. Make sure you're going to church. This is how you learn more about the Word. The scripture I quoted in relation to salvation is Romans 10, 9 and 10. But you got to get into the Word just like going to school so that you can learn how to live this life. For those who are rededicated, I welcome you back into the family of Christ. Now, I got to give the announcement and the task, but I will tell you, I hope you're still in the spirit of praise and worship this morning. The first thing I want to just say is thank you, everybody, for all of the great feedback about yesterday's broadcast. I'm looking for a miracle. I had people texting me and just speaking with me on the phone about how that blessed their souls. So I praise the Lord and telling me that they want to invite me out to their church. So we're going to work all of that out. Thank you so much. The other thing I want to announce is that tomorrow, Friday, is Feel the Fire Fridays, and I just started last Friday taking your prayer requests, your testimonies, and your biblical questions live on air, and I'm going to be doing that every Friday. Tomorrow, I want to focus on coming in agreement with you for your miracles, so this is what I need you to do. I need you to go ahead and enter your prayer requests, your questions, or your testimonies, whatever it is you want me to come into agreement with online, because we don't have but 15 minutes. And if I have them already, I can call them out on air. You can do that on my website. You don't even have to put your name in. Just go to the Morning Motivation page at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And on that page, there is a link for you to enter prayer requests, testimonies, and questions. Enter yours because it's going to be a first-come, first-served basis. And if you can tune in live, I'll take yours live on there as well. But for those of you who know some of you are in different time zones, you can't tune in live, please enter them. I want to know what God is doing for you. I want to know what you want me to come in agreement with. I will read them on air, and then we will pray over all of them together. Praise the Lord. So your task for this morning, and I have the song for you. I want you to know I was finally able to get, I'm looking for a miracle. I said I was going to find it yesterday. I couldn't get it uploaded, but I have it, and we're going to close out with that today. But the task for you today, it's for you to stand in faith in the miracles that you called out yesterday and today. Yesterday, I asked you to call them out and to believe. Today, now I need you to stand in faith because I know some of you started doubting yesterday. And part two of your task is to go to the website, enter those prayer requests so I'll know what you're believing for so I can pray over them tomorrow. Go to feeldfire.com, morning motivation page, enter your prayer request. If God has already done something, enter your testimonies, enter any questions you have about miracles and how do you stand, and we're going to go over all of that tomorrow, and then I am going to pray over it. What is our topic for this morning? I'm looking for a miracle, part two. Is the number 323-870-4180.
and the website is philddfire.com, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm looking for